We're back with our Libertarian Presidential Forum. Here's a question for you from senior judicial analyst Judge Napolitano.
What would you do to protect the Constitution today in an era in which no one alive has consented to it, and the president regularly violates it, and the Congress treats it like a blank check?
Mr. Peters.
Well, the question is, what did the founders mean when they meant they were leaving something to their posterity? The Constitution was a gift to us. They fought hard to restrict the power of government.
He's asking, how would you protect it?
Well, how would I protect it? By obeying it, by understanding it, by reading it, which I do every single day. The president has a responsibility to obey the law. The government is set between checks and balances. And we have to remind people that the president doesn't write the law. That's the Congress's job. So I would protect the Constitution by obeying it.
The founding fathers were smart enough to know that all governments will eventually become corrupt. This is what happens. As you gain more power, you gain more corruption. This is the facts of life. Embedded within the Constitution is the failsafe, the Constitutional Convention, which can be convened by Congress or by two-thirds majority of the states, which we're already close to. So they anticipated that we would at some point need something else and gave us the option to do so through the Constitutional Convention. They were smart people. And we have reached that point. If anyone thinks our government is not insane, has not turned inward, has not invaded your privacy, and is not serving you, and instead they are becoming your mother and your father to order you around, this is the reverse role.
Governor Johnson.
Governments invade our privacy, but do not let us invade its privacy. This is the problem. So the Constitution has the means to save itself, so.
Governor Johnson.
Well, we should obey the Constitution, but we should recognize that we can change it. If there's one thing I would change about the Constitution, it's the 17th Amendment to the Constitution, which allows the direct election of U.S. senators as opposed to senators being appointed by the states. If that were the case, we would not have the biggest problem facing this country today, which is government spending.
And the 16th Amendment, income tax, sorry.
And I'm advocating for the same, yes, with regard to eliminating the yes.
All right. Closing statement time. Each candidate gets 45 seconds. We begin with Austin Peters.
My fellow Americans, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. This year we must decide if we are going to nominate a candidate who represents the future of our movement or if we are content with stagnation. Now, I might just seem like an energetic youth, but in 1 Timothy it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for believers in speech, conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. I believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all individuals, regardless of age, race, faith, non-faith, or sexuality. We're all made of the same star stuff, people, and we're all endowed with the same individual rights. May the light of liberty shine on all of humanity forever, and especially on my beloved United States of America.
The McAfee.
In my opening statement, I said I hope that through this debate you would see the value of liberty in all things. And I hope that in the 2 hours that we have been debating and answering these sometimes very difficult questions, you have seen that some fundamental principles are all that we need to live together in a sane and harmonious fashion. We cannot hit one another. We cannot take each other's stuff. We must keep our word, our agreements, and our contracts. And that personal privacy and personal freedom are paramount to any society in which I would want to live, and you, I hope.
Governor Johnson.
If you want someone who will tirelessly advocate for smaller government, less taxes, more individual freedom and liberty, free markets, embracing immigration as really a good thing, a skeptic when it comes to our military interventions, term limits, ending the drug war, crony capitalism, women's equality, I'm your guy. I will relentlessly pursue all of these things with common sense that all of you will be proud of.
Thank you, candidates. Good luck to you all. They now go back to the campaign trail. The Libertarian Convention will be held next month in Orlando. At that time, the party will pick its nominee. I assume it's one of these three. We hope this debate helped you decide who you would choose. And when we return...